Welcome to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show on this fourth day of February 2021. I think we're up to 2021 executive actions that have now been signed by the questionably illegitimate president and communist in chief. The President Erect, as we call him here, a very endearing terms that we have for Mr. Joseph Biden, who has spent 48 years of his life in public service, who has done really nothing. Coming up on today's program, we have Mark Robinson. This is going to be a really exciting interview for me. I'm really, really looking forward to talking to this guy. If my perception is correct, Mark Robinson could be the quintessential definition of the most authentic patriotic American who did the most patriotic thing that any American could possibly do, which is taking the battle, taking the fight, and putting it right on their shoulders. The entire burden of every little shred of anxiety that we feel in a world like today, as polarized as we are, as divided as we are, as crucially catastrophic every single part of our lives has become, this guy has got it, I really believe. And we're going to talk to him.
It's going to hit you right in the fifis.
I think so, yeah. So Mark Robinson, if you don't know who he is, a couple of days ago on our program, we aired a 3 or 4 minute speech that he gave in front of his city council in North Carolina. This was a speech where he said, listen, I'm a black man. I don't represent the minority. I am not the minority. I represent the majority. I am a God-fearing, patriotic American who cares about the Constitution and my rights, and you are not going to trample on them come hell or high water. And he received a round of applause from those that were at this public meeting, it got me feeling something kind of extra special. And so I sent it to Richard, and I said, who is this guy? We have to play this. And he's like, I don't know, but that's old. And I'm like, I don't care. It's still relevant. And you agreed, Richard. Yep. This is still relevant. 100%. And so we aired it. And I said, if you want to know how to fix this stuff, this is the way to do it. Go. Be a part of these meetings. Let your voice be heard. Let these people know that we are going to hold them accountable. We sent them there. They work for us. Little did I know that Mark Robinson did take the battle to the playing field, if you will. He ran for office and is now the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And yesterday at the end of the show, we played a clip of him still holding their feet to the fire, still holding people accountable, still representing what the Constitution is all about, what our freedom is, what individual liberty is. And we're going to talk to him on today's show. Also today on the show, we will talk to the founder of the Patriot Party. Brian Dow is going to be here. The Patriot Party has been a part of conversation now for quite some time, Richard. We were all feeling really angry. We were feeling anxiety filled. We can go over the feelings all we want to, but the emergence of this party, yes, we want to be a part of something different. These Republicans are rhinos. They're sellouts. They're corrupt. These Democrats have been hijacked by radical leftist progressive terrorists. And there's really been the complete toppling of our entire system. Now the introduction of a full new party. Does President Trump support it? Well, at first he did. Now he's saying he disavows it. We will hear directly from the founder and CEO of the Patriot Party. Brian Dow will be here to join us. It's a packed show today.
Great show coming at you, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, no question. I can't wait to get into these interviews.
Let's do it.
First, though, want to talk about another patriotic American, another unafraid, Christian, God-fearing American who was on this program. As a result of being on this program, received a whole bunch of phone calls and now has since become the financial sponsor of this program. We will not, we are exclusive to him. We will not have another financial advisor on this program. If you'd like to advertise with us and you're a financial advisor, sorry, it's full. Carlos Cortez Jr. delivers a message to you, some great advice every single day, and you in turn can then call him for more. Here is his message for you today.
The bad news is we have a stock market that is all-time high. The volatility is going to be insane for 2021. If you look at the VIX index, you will see why. The good news is you have access to me. You can book a meeting with me online at CortezWM.com. I will show you personally how you can protect your money with an A-rated investment or assurance company that will guarantee your principal so you will not lose in a next market correction that is yet to come. Give me a call, 813-448-3446. or you can visit my website at CortezWM.com.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Got to tell you about one more patriotic American business owner that we do business with, and that is Tim Klund. I don't know if he wants his name out there or not, but too bad. We're going to tell you about TK. TK is a United States Air Force veteran, and he owns a company called Verve. Verve has two different subsidiaries. Verve Forever is a CBD company, and Verve United is a clothing company. You can go to 45lives.com. We all know what that means. Great shirts over there. Mm-hmm. America wins. Trump lives. The quality of these shirts is fantastic. The message behind the shirts is resounding. 45lives.com. But I want to talk to you a little bit about CBD and how it has changed my life. I was unaware of this thing. Richard, you and I drove by just last night a big farm that says CBD sold here. I have been driving by places like this for years. Had no idea what CBD Palace, could do. Yeah, the CBD Palace. Yeah, the corner stores, chiropractors, everybody is on board with this CBD thing. Why? Well, because it's good for you. It's all natural. It's holistic. These cannabinoids that are in your system are there for a reason. This is to bolster that. And what can CBD do? Well, it can attack physical pain. I use it for that. I use it because my shoulder is full of pain. I was going to be slated for surgery. No longer because of CBD. So it can do that. It can do mental anguish. It can do anxiety. It can do migraines. It can do PTSD, stress, all these different things. If you want more information on Verve, get over to the website, thepcradioshow.com. If you go to our website and click on the Verve link, which is right towards the top of the page, you'll get all kinds of discounts and special favors. Plus, you'll get educated as to what CBD can do in your life. Thepcradioshow.com, thepcradioshow.com. Oh, by the way, if you're already using CBD, but you're not buying it from a veteran-owned company, a patriotic company, then ditch those a-holes and do business with Verve. The PCRadioShow.com will provide you with all that information. The PC Radio Show starts right now.
The Democrats are lousy politicians. They really are. Horrible policies, open borders, crime is fine.
Welcome to the future, bitches.
They wake up every morning to stars, stripes, guns, and carbon emissions. Hey, who farted? Stu and Rich. Patriotically Correct Radio.
It would always be him that did that.
Yeah, right.
Codependency is what we were talking about. This guy relies on me to give him a platform. We were talking about Telegram earlier. The most technologically unsavvy person that I know, that guy right there, Richard Leonard, joining us, PC Radio.
To social media, yes.
Welcome to all of our 2-point-something million listeners on iHeartRadio. Mojo 5.0 is a station. You can find us anywhere that you can get a podcast and social media. We're all over the place. New one now, Free Space. Yaku Boyens promises that will be kid-friendly and mother-approved. He will go after the pedophiles and all of those things that now you're... I've actually doxed for saying that. Speaking of somebody who has lost a platform, somebody who has experienced the cancel culture, Brian J. Dow is the founder and CEO of the Patriot Party. Now, Brian is an accomplished executive who has successfully turned around multiple underperforming and stagnant organizations. In the business world, you would compare him probably to, who's the chef? Gordon Ramsay. You know, you have a really crappy restaurant. He turns it around. This is what this guy does with businesses. A whole career of leading complex operations with heavy interdependencies, like this guy, codependencies, advanced technologies, multiple stakeholders, demanding customers. We know nothing about those things. Brian Dow, welcome to the platform. First timer on Patriotically Correct Radio, and we're sorry. We're our condolences. Thank you for being here, though.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Richard, I appreciate it. Good to see you guys.
We see on the wall behind you, you're a Marine.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you for your service. First and foremost, we on this platform, if we don't do anything else right, we do honor the men and women in uniform who have signed up to make the ultimate sacrifice in shithole countries around the country, dying in piles of spent shell casings to continue the liberation and freedoms that we enjoy here. So thank you. We really appreciate it.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
There is a buzzword here about the Patriot Party. As a matter of fact, Brian, just to be 100% transparent and for full disclosure, the profile picture that I used on my personal Facebook account not too long ago was of your logo here for the Patriot Party. There's a lion there. You know, we prefer lion, not sheep, right? And I didn't really know much about it. There's been this feeling of angst and anxiety amongst Americans who love and embrace individual liberties and freedom. And so as a result of that, there's always a lashing out. There's always a whip back, I guess, or a counterpunch to any time that somebody threatens to steal your freedom. Obviously, there's this punch, right? And so I thought that's what the deal was, but this is an actual real thing. You're the founder of this real thing. And now the narrative is, well, could this potentially be bad for us, right? So just honest question. Could this unify Democrats and take votes away from Republicans? Why should we look towards the Patriot Party rather than focusing on draining the swamp of the Republican Party and bolstering that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that's something that we struggled with as well. But honestly, you know, we've come up with a handful of pillars. We've come up with, you know, essentially what our party platform is going to look like, Stu. And this isn't meant, you know, in the words of Donald Trump, which many of the listeners are probably Donald Trump fans, which, you know, I was an absolute advocate and supporter of his for 4 years. You know, but the Patriot Party is a repudiation. And let me just say that it is a repudiation of both the Democrat and the Republican Party. OK, I mean, the way that we're looking today, we've got a two party system. OK, we've seen a monumental deterioration between the two parties, their platforms, their respective representatives. It's an absolute disaster. So in the words of Donald Trump, what in the hell have we got to lose?
Yeah.
Honestly, what have we got to lose? Do we continue the status quo of supporting the GOP? What has that gotten us today? We no longer control the White House. We no longer control the Congress. We no longer control the Senate. You know, I'm almost speechless at this point as far as, you know, I'm not going to apologize for having a Patriot Party, which is committed to the Declaration of Independence. It's committed to the Constitution. It's committed to the freedoms and the liberties of American loving patriots around, you know, from coast to coast.
I'm almost speechless that you're speechless, because in our world, I mean, to say something like I support the Constitution as it was written is fringe. What's mainstream now is burning down buildings, loud bullhorns, autonomous zones, the overtaking of police precincts, the allegations of completely fraudulent and stolen elections, the questions about whether or not the military is control, if Biden is really the president, what's coming on March 4th, is Q really something we haven't heard of for months? Do you believe these Anon people? Is Lynn Wood losing his mind? Where is Sidney Powell? Where is Rudy Giuliani? Why haven't we heard from General Michael Flynn? These are the things that in recent times have allowed me to kind of become unglued on this show. I've really become authentically unglued because I really do care about this country. I am a patriot. Your party identifies everything that I hold sacred. My question is, in a time where the legitimacy of elections is being held, rightfully so, in high question, if we're already losing, you're looking at Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, you're looking at compromised people out here, you're looking at people who will refuse to dispute the certification of an election, that we have a plethora of evidence to suggest could potentially have been illegitimate. Your party represents everything that I agree with. How do we get... Let me ask you this. Is there a possibility that current GOP, current Republicans who really are patriotic Americans, and Democrats alike, because Richard and I have talked on this program ad nauseum about, I have a lot of friends of mine who are sane, level-headed Democrats, but that party's been hijacked. It's gone. We are now looking at the complete toppling of an entire political system. So really, it's no longer about parties. Is that accurate, or am I way out there?
No, that's a perfect depiction. It's not about parties. We are not. Listen, I want to be very clear with you, Stu. I have zero aspirations whatsoever of becoming GOP 2.0. Okay, this is not the Republican Party version 2.0. It's simply not. Okay, our goal, or let's call it a dream. Okay, our dream is to unite people in America. Right now, we have such division. We've had, just as you've just spoken about, these voting irregularities. We've had this, what we assume is just, at this point, we believe it's possible corruption, right? You're labeled, if you call it corruption, or you're labeled a conspiratorial nut, right? I won't go down the road of talking about, you know, censorship on social media, okay? But we've seen gross, blatant, negligent, just criminal management of this entire process since November 3rd. The American people never had essentially what would amount to a day in court. It was all, you know, it was dismissed. Listen, if there was no evidence or there was minimal evidence, be transparent with the American people. Let us see that the irregularities were minimal so that we can get on board. Currently, we have 80 to 100 million disenfranchised Americans who currently don't know if we can ever trust our election system again, which, by the way, is one of the most sacred things we can do as a free society,
absolutely,
which is to vote. And none of us have a trust in the system today. You know, it's an absolute disaster, and it has to be corrected.
I mean, other than, you know, other than my kids or my faith, I think quintessentially the only thing that the thing that I hold most sacred, I'm not a veteran. You are, and Richard is. And for that, I thank you, and I've made that very clear. This is exactly what you have fought for. I mean, this is the right to vote. I mean, even above and beyond the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all these things. I mean, yes, they're very important. I agree with that. The right to vote and trust in a system is gone. I mean, I really feel that it's completely vacated. We could go down the rabbit hole. You're right, Brian, and we shouldn't do that, because I think what you have
it's a deep
here,
one.
Yeah, it is. It's a deep one. But what you have here is really important, and I want to discuss this. Define the Patriot Party for me.
Yeah. So the Patriot Party is really meant to be something that is going to adhere to our Constitution first and foremost. Okay. We've got a handful of pillars. We've written out our bylaws. We've written out our party platform. We understand exactly, we believe that we have a pretty good finger on the pulse of what the American people, yourself, I would imagine, would probably relate to some of these things. We're aiming for a balanced budget. We're looking at $30 trillion worth of debt in the United States today, with no compunction whatsoever to stop anytime soon. $30 trillion. You know, we had a balanced budget just 20 some odd years ago. $30 trillion in debt, okay? We have an American education system that was once the envy of civilized society. It's now a defunct bastion of political correctness. It's complete crap. Our pedagogical childhood education system is absolutely broken, right? So, you know, we can go on. Term limits. You know, you'll hear Senator Cruz talking about it on a regular basis. Rand Paul may bring it up now and again. That makes two people, right? So we have an entire system today of people who literally remain on the dole of the American taxpayer for years upon years, including the guy that's in the White House coming up on a half a century of public service. And I would struggle truly to determine one significant act or contribution that he's made to our nation.
And he's a multimillionaire. He's a multimillionaire, you know, with seven elaborate homes. It's just these people, 100% of them, I believe, let me rephrase this. I want to believe that people who get into the public sector, they seek to do something good for, I believe at the inception of this, that there's a possibility, a pretty good one, that they're in it for the right reason. You go to this place in Washington and it sucks the soul out of people. You look at a young guy like Madison Cawthorn. Look at what they're doing to him. You look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look at what they're doing to her. They're canceling them. They are demonizing them. They're vilifying them. They're persecuting them. I would imagine that you're going to fall under the same kind of pressure in the social media world. And we said that we didn't want to go down this road, but I have to for just responsible journalism's sake. You were taken away. Your whole platform was taken away. Is that not right?
Yeah. So we started the end of December timeframe. It really was coming to a head at that point. I started a social media page. Within a week, we had 10 to 12 thousand followers, which was fantastic. Didn't expect anything really. It was just sort of a place to go and share some basic ideas, and it really just sort of exploded. Within 3 weeks, we had 46,000 or so users, another 30,000 plus that were in the waiting room waiting to get in. We obviously had to implement a process of moderation, and we had to go through the process of vetting these individuals trying to get in the room. Believe it or not, we had a ton of I didn't even really understand the terminology, to be honest with you, Stu, but we had these trolls coming in, which I thought was a little conspiratorial. I'm like, let them in. And they were burning down the house.
Yeah.
At which point we were eventually getting flagged. We were getting notifications and so forth. We were also getting some accolades saying that we were doing a pretty good job. And then one morning, we're looking, coming up on 80,000 or so users, and the page was taken down. So I lost traction with all 80,000 of those followers. I no longer had a platform. I had been recommended to take out a public profile page sort of to keep your private life from some of these other political aspirations or so forth. And that, too, was removed. And then, of course, I was stifled for obligatory 30 days of not being able to post or anything. So
you were in Facebook jail.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we know some good bondsmen, so we'll get you out of there. when we're talking about parties, political parties, okay, sure. We are a two-party system historically. I mean, we've had our libertarians, we've had the Tea Party, right? We've independents, things like that. So now, this thing comes to fruition, it gains traction, it's going somewhere. The de facto leader, I would argue today, that of the Democrat Party is Barack Hussein Obama. I would say that the leader of the Republican Party right now would be Donald Trump. I don't think he's going anywhere. Who would be the leader of the Patriot Party?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I've been asked this question a number of times, and it really comes off of our tenets. When you look at what it is we're looking for, when you look at the way the American political system was set up, it's really supposed to be a system of we the people, by the people, for the people. And the way that it works today is we'll have candidates who, to your point, they will typically come from, a good place where they want to serve the American people until, as you say, their soul gets sucked from them, right?
Yeah.
And so we're looking to do it the way, if we look back on the days of George Washington, he had no aspirations whatsoever to become a political candidate or a political figure, and certainly not the president of the United States. He was happy to retire as a private citizen at Mount Vernon after, being a hero in the Revolutionary War, okay? But because 55 men met in Pennsylvania and they decided they needed a leader, they determined that the very best that they had to offer was a guy by the name of George Washington. So they sent a messenger down to George Washington and said, listen, we want you to represent the entire United States. So he's essentially the only guy that's ever served in public office that's never become a candidate. Okay. Well, why did these 55 men believe that George Washington was the right man? They believed because of essentially exactly what our core tenets are. Okay. He had integrity. He had honor, he had high moral courage, and he had an absolute firm belief in freedom and liberty. Okay, those are our four core tenets for the Patriot Party. Okay, so the way that we're looking for this thing to work, Stu, is that we want to set our political platform in stone. We want to have it ratified by all of our delegates, of which we will have 285 delegates. 10 party platform committee members at the national level. We'll have 5 executive committee members. These are all bylaws built out of the FEC. And based on that process, okay, we're looking to find people that can fit in with what the people want rather than find candidates who can get the people to support them. This isn't about you. This isn't about me. It's not about Richard. It's not about the 2.5 million people that are listening to this podcast. Okay. This is about America, and it's about what the American people want. So we want the absolute best, brightest, sharpest, most honorable, integrity laden, high moral character individuals we can possibly find. And then we want to tell them, this is what we want you to do when you get to Washington to represent us. And we want us, we want we the people to tell them what to do rather than them tell us what they've done for us or in today's world to us, right? And that's really where we're at today. So we've got a reverse system today, and we're looking to take back a little bit of this control here as a party of the people.
Well, you know, it's a really – this proves to have a lot of value, in my opinion. Not only because I think a lot of people are going to think about president, right? When it comes to adding a party, who's going to be the president and all this other stuff. But adding Patriot Party members to the Congress and to the Senate, even all the way down to the state level, to state legislators, being able to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seats can really sway the way legislation is moved forward. And so being able to have folks that are speaking on behalf of the people, even if they're not the majority, still holds a lot of value. And I think that's a really interesting, point. I'm sure you guys have thought of that, Brian.
Yeah. We don't have any, we don't think this process is going to be easy, Richard. We certainly don't believe that we're going to become a majority in Congress anytime soon. Right. But we can certainly alter the balance of power with just a handful of seats, mm-hmm. right? And to your point about the state legislation and the general assemblies at the state level and so forth, that's really where this stuff begins. It really does. Back in 1992, if you all remember, we had Ross Perot. Ross Perot came out hot and heavy.
He's going to fix it. But here's my pie graph right here. I'm going to fix it. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how, but I'm going to fix it.
You know, and I probably ruined it for George Bush, number one, because I admit that I was a young man at that time, and I was infatuated with the idea of fixing something. And, it probably caused us to have a Bill Clinton as a president. So I take responsibility for that. I understand. I get it. But today is a different scenario. Regardless of your support for the GOP, we're no longer in control, which, that would be OK, other than the fact that what we've currently got is just so radical and so disenfranchising, and there are no more Tip O'Neills on the opposite side of the aisle there, that is willing to, do some negotiation and communication to get things done across the aisle. Tip on negotiation and, statesmanship and diplomacy, that all died with Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. I mean, it just doesn't exist today.
I don't normally take interjections. Intern boy here has poked his head in, and he actually did bring up a pretty valid point. He sent it to me on my screen multiple times. I told him to go away. He just opened the door here in my studio and said, there are so many people that want to know, at first the president, the former president Trump, and of course there's theories about whether or not he's still the president. Is the military involved? Is Biden even legitimate? I mean, all these things, right? We avoiding the rabbit hole. Have you talked with the president? Have you talked with Donald J. Trump about this Patriot Party? I think that there's been some, he was on board with it, and then he disavowed this, and now he's, no, we need to drain the swamp and bolster the Republican Party. If you had Donald J. Trump in your office right now, to him you would say what?
Yeah, well, first off, I'd say it's a pleasure to meet you, and I'd absolutely thank him for his 4 years of service. I think he did a hell of a job, particularly in, being a Marine. I think he did a hell of a job in foreign affairs. His trade agreements and his foreign affairs were hands down fantastic. They were just amazing. Domestic policy is a challenge, of course. Donald Trump, he did a phenomenal job for this country. I was an avid supporter of him for 4 years. I voted for the man. I voted for him a second time. But I'm just going to at the risk of having a lot of folks upset with me here on this call.
That'll be nothing new. That'll be nothing new. Believe me, there are so many people that are upset with us for truthing every day. I just want legitimacy here. So go for it.
Yeah. So, you know, from my perspective, he would be one hell of a backer. He would be an absolute amazing donor to what it is we're attempting to accomplish. But I don't believe that he is the right face for the party. He's just simply, you know, I do not want to become the GOP 2.0. I just don't want to do it. It's, you know, we've tried it. We've had it. It's been around since long before I was around. I'm sure it'll be around long after I'm gone. But at the end of the day, the United States needs something different. And today we're looking for a third party.
Can I argue that Trump is not the GOP 2.0 either, though? I mean, isn't he the human Molotov cocktail, the hand grenade that we didn't drop, but we lobbed into the political system of corruption and pulled the curtains back and blew the whole damn thing up? I mean, the idiot Michael Moore, the fat slob we can all agree that he is, was actually prophetically correct when he said that Donald J. Trump's election would be the biggest FU ever recorded in the history of our country. So GOP 2.0, is that really what it is if Donald Trump is the face of the Patriot Party?
Well, you bring up an amazing point. You really do. But yeah, I think he has ostracized too many people at this point, no different than what we're currently seeing on the left. And so we have this massive split or gully between American citizens. And, you know, for all the talk of unity coming out of President Biden's mouth and the you know, from the left, it's insanity, right? And you're going to get more of the same, unfortunately, with the Donald Trump, where it's going to be very divisive. Mm-hmm. It is truly time, and I don't want to sound, I really think I'm anything but naive, honestly, but we do need something to unify this country. Because if we continue down the path that we're on right now, Stu, I mean, you use the term Molotov cocktail, and that's exactly what it is. It's a powder keg. And, you know, you've got a handful of people calling for action, you know, and I know what action looks like, okay? And that's not the way that we want to go. That is an absolute tourniquet. That is a last resort. There is no reason in the world, you know, to implement any type of violence or anything at this point. As American citizens, we are better than that. We can figure this out. But I don't think that the status quo is the way to do it. So I think that we need to implement change. I think there are an awful lot of people on the left that are hungry for something different, and they would like unification, many of them, not all of them, many of them. And I think it's the same thing on the right. Many of us on the right would also like to have some unifying values, you know, that make us common Americans to one another. And we don't have to be this far right, far left. We can figure out how to, you know, this isn't a kumbaya kind of thing. That's not the kind of person I am. I imagine you have deduced that at this point. But I do think that we can figure out how to work together to negotiate, to come up with some reasonable and rational answers as Americans as to how to improve this country. And right now, all it is a name-calling session. It's a disaster. It's absolutely juvenile. It's horrible. We have grown-ups leading this country in Washington, D.C., and most of them can't get out of their own way.
Well, I for one, I applaud your resiliency, Brian, through being canceled on social media. I'm sure you have a lot of naysayers, and I'm sure that there's a lot coming at you and your colleagues. And I think that the beauty of it is that being able to combat that head on and have the mentality that, you know, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and being able to win a battle here, win a battle there. You might lose one here, you might lose one there, but realizing that this is a war, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you're not going to please everybody. You're not going to win everybody over. But keeping your nose to the grindstone and being resilient is part of what makes America great. And so bringing that back is amazing. And so I applaud you and everybody that is working with you.
Yeah. We're talking to Brian Dow. He's the founder of the Patriot Party. He was a senior military analyst. He's got tons of experience in I mean, you've lived basically 10 of the average person's lifestyles with the things that you've had your fingers in. So you there's no question that you know your way around politics and business. You mentioned Democrats and name calling and Republicans and division and needing unity. And we asked about the, you know, possible leader for the Patriot Party, and you say it's the people. That's great. Have you talked to actual people? Can you name names of actual sitting elected representatives that have said, yeah, if you do this, I'm in?
Yeah, I've got three or four folks that have been candidates in districts, of course, where their seats are essentially locked up. If you think about, you know, the opposition to Feinstein, Pelosi, Charlie Crist down here in St. Pete, you know, without their authorization to use their names, you know, I'm not going to throw them out. As you know, we're a budding party, right? So at this point, we're still just a committee. You have to cross certain thresholds to become or earn actual party status. So it's an entire real marathon. And before anybody's going to commit to us, we're going to have to hit certain hurdles to be recognized nationally. Much of it has to do at the state level. You know, but I tell you, I've been interviewed a number of times, Stu, and oftentimes folks have these preconceived notions that, you're Patriot Party. You must be, you know, a right-wing conspiratorial racist. That's, you know, I've actually, you know, I get this, and it couldn't be further from the truth. So I had a young woman ask me last week in an interview, you know, who would be your ideal candidate? And, you know, I don't know if this is the perfect candidate, but I'll tell you, I really like her personality. I really like her experience. I really like her demeanor.
She happened to be from Alaska.
By the way, I also really like her color.
Oh,
okay. This is Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, got you.
Okay. I mean, when you're talking about a woman with this kind of background, this type of pedigree, and she's never one time, not one time, has she ever been in the middle of some type of corruption discussion.
Yeah.
Right. She's clean as a whistle. Right. So I'm thinking we need people who know the gauntlet, know how to operate out in D.C., but they can hold their head up high knowing that they have, you know, walked that gauntlet without taking the bait and succumb to all of the temptations that are out there. And I believe that she's one of those people.
You know, you were talking about her and all this stuff. And so I immediately started thinking, who's he talking about? And Sarah Palin came to mind. Candace Owens came to mind. Condoleezza Rice did not. And I think that's probably because you're right. She's not been at the center of any diabolical conversation regularly about corruption. And it's a shame that that is the minority of people that you're talking about. I mean, really? Oh, yeah, no scandals, no corruption. I don't know who that person is. It's crazy. Brian J. Dow, founder and CEO of the Patriot Party, will you keep us updated on this? Can we stay in contact? And will you come back and let us know how you're progressing as this thing does get its national recognition and becomes a bona fide party?
Yeah, please do. I'd be happy to come out anytime. Stu, thanks a million for having me. It's been a real pleasure. And yeah, we're just looking to get the word out here. So we've got a lot of things happening in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Very excited about it and look forward to sharing with the American people.
We're going to follow you awesome. Very closely. Brian J. Dow, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a lieutenant governor of North Carolina that I had no idea was the lieutenant governor of North Carolina until we aired a real heartfelt, authentic speech to elected representatives, you know, doing things weird, like holding them accountable for representing the majority in the First Amendment, protecting the Second. That's right. Mark Robinson will be joining us right after the break. Go nowhere. My name is Stu. That is Richard Leonard. Thank you to Brian Dow, and good luck to you, sir. More PC Radio in just 60 seconds as we continue. Stay right there.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
Welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show, broadcasting on iHeartRadio all over the place. Millions of you tuning in. We are humbled by that. Also, everywhere that you can find a podcast, and then make sure that you subscribe to our Rumble channel. Find us on YouTube all over the place. I had to admit yesterday on the program that I was somewhat embarrassed by my lack of knowledge for politics around the country, as we had a 2018 video that we played of a very patriotic American that was standing up for his rights in front of a body of elected representatives. And I said that what we can do now in these times of uncertainty, in these times that you feel this high level of anxiety, is exactly this. What this man is doing right here is the power that we hold against those that we feel are overtaking us. What I did not know is that Mark Robinson did the most patriotic thing that a person can do and ran for office, decided to make a difference himself, is now the lieutenant governor in North Carolina, and he joins us now. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back again.
You know, I said yesterday that I would love to give you a big bear hug. And when I get to North Carolina, I'm absolutely going to do that. If you're okay with it, of course. I don't want to get charged with a crime or anything, but sir, you are the quintessential definition of what a patriotic American is. And I want to thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for deciding that you are going to do something to get directly involved with making a difference. And I want you to tell our listeners kind of what the path looks like and how can they do what you did?
Well, without going into too much detail about what happened, you know, I've been politically aware for a long time. You know, always been an active voter most of my adult life. But the problem was I was at the time when that meeting happened, I was only active politically through social media. What I mean by that, I did a lot of commentary on social media, did a lot of talking on social media. My life was very full at that time. I was working and going to school full time. And so I relegated politics to online. When the opportunity came for me to go down and speak on a crucial issue to our city council, that was the question I had to ask myself, if I was going to continue to be a keyboard warrior or whether or not I was going to step up and really stand up for what I believe in. And ultimately, I decided that I had to stand up for what I believe in, and I did. And it made a difference, not just in my life, but it's inspired others, and we hope to continue to inspire people.
We had not only did you stand up then, but you continue to stand up now as an elected representative, you know, a lieutenant governor, you know, in North Carolina. You just yesterday or the day before, I think yesterday we played the video of the day before, you are truth telling. I mean, you're holding people accountable for things that they're doing that are ill intended. I mean, there was a newspaper publication that was responsible for publishing a cartoon that depicted quite possibly the most hypocritical reverse racism I've ever seen. Yeah. And yes, you called that out. I mean, this is commendable. I mean, Lieutenant Governor, you have a platform, and it is so refreshing. It's a shame that I have to say that. I mean, but it's so refreshing to see somebody like you continuing to do this. Have you received more accolades or more blowback as a result of your tenacity?
99.9% of our feedback has been positive. To address that cartoon specifically, I have made this plain. Had that cartoon been made by a private individual on their private Facebook page, that would have been fine with me. It could have went on right on by me. I would have never paid any attention. But here's the issue. A newspaper, or not a newspaper, but a news agency, television station, a news entity that prides itself on giving fair and balanced news and providing a critical constitutional service to the people, of bringing information to them. And even inside their own office, I'm sure they have ethics of being fair and inclusive and not offending people. That news agency that tells us that's who they are printed a cartoon like that on the second day of Black History Month, pointed at the first Black lieutenant governor of North Carolina, and they think that that's okay. You see, I'm not holding WRAL to my standards. I'm holding WRAL to their standards, getting them to admit who they are. And if that's who they are, just let us know. Let us know that you're not fair and balanced. Let us know that you're not concerned about all those things that you say you are, because that cartoon proves just that.
It's I'm borderline emotional just talking to you, sir. I think that, like Stu said, I'm very grateful for the person that you are. Not only are you Mark Robinson, you are now Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. And it seems to me, and I follow you a little bit here and there, you know, we're in Minnesota, but you are still Mark Robinson. Even though you hold this title, you are still who you are, and you are going to be who you are. And I think that that's one of the most refreshing things about your story, is that you're going to get what you get. And so I'm wondering, though, do you feel, now that you're in this position and you've went through this journey, I'm wondering, do you feel any pressure to become political, more political than you were before? It seems to me that you're still going to, Lieutenant Governor is just a title. You're still Mark Robinson.
That's right. No, I'm not. I'm not a least bit concerned with that, because here it is. I said this during the campaign. I would have rather lost my race and remained myself than won the race and become somebody else.
Amen.
I don't ever plan on becoming anybody else except who God made me, which leads me to my second point. When all of this is over and I leave this earth, I'm not going to have to go stand in front of the Supreme Court. I'm not going to have to go stand in front of the legislature in Raleigh or in Washington, D.C. I'm going to have to stand in front of the Creator. I'm going to have to stand in front of God Almighty and give an account for what I've done on this earth. And I plan on being able to do it, to have a good accounting for it, and tell him that I did what he asked me to do, because I believe that what I'm doing is his mission.
Man, how refreshing. I could talk to you for hours. I wish you had the time to do that. You know, Richard brings up a good point about being true to who you are. The 2018 Mark Robinson citizen that we saw talking about representing the majority, asking, when are you, the city council people, the people that we supposedly put here to be representatives of us, our voice, when are you going to start looking out for the majority? When are the people going to be held accountable who are really perpetuating violence, crime, racism, you know, the list goes on, of evildoers, people that wish to bring harm upon others? When is the accountability going to be held on them? So now, as Lieutenant Governor, do you feel like you have the influential capability, the reach, so to say, to actually start transforming North Carolina in a sense where the blame actually does get placed at the feet of the perpetrators? And are you steadfastly, daily looking to do that, to accomplish that?
Absolutely. I can give you a perfect example that's not necessarily in crime, but it's in education, which is where the cartoon stem. That's where that that issue stems from. Mm-hmm. Today, here in North Carolina, we voted to pass social studies standards that, quite frankly, are anti-American, leftist, and are going to cause some very bad things to be introduced into the classroom. When I left that meeting today, I was very upset and very disappointed that the people in that room could not see how damaging those things can be in our classroom and what a contentious issue it is. I think some of them chose political expediency and decided to move ahead with their plans. But I can tell them this, this office is going to hold them accountable. I'm going to tell people all across North Carolina that the indoctrination that we see in our schools now, and the indoctrination that these standards may create, I want people to call this office, make us apprised of it. We are going to raise a ruckus over it, because it is time for the people of North Carolina to be listened to. This whole thing of bureaucrats thinking that they're in charge and that they're smarter than everybody else, they're smarter and no better for everybody else, is over. Let me give you just one example of how egregious our school systems are here in North Carolina. I was asked to speak at a school, not going to mention the name. This was before I was even running for office. I was asked to speak at a school and was later called back and told that the school did not want me to come because I was, quote, too divisive. Okay. This month, in one of our largest school systems, they are having an entire month dedicated to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is an organization that screamed pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. And they are allowing that to come into our classrooms. This has got to stop. And I'm making it the mission of this office to shed light on and call the people of North Carolina to action to make sure that it stops.
Lieutenant Governor Robinson, we had in here in the People's Republic of Minnesota, Governor Tim Jong Walls, is what I refer to him as, actually approved a book for children, kindergarten age children, that indoctrinates and teaches young kids that all cops are racist and that they are murderers. It's a book that was literally approved by the governor of Minnesota and is now being used in specifically district number 196 in our schools. The propagandist indoctrination of our children is something that I am painfully aware of, especially as a father of three young children myself. So I want to thank you for that. On a personal note, and I know that you're busy and you got to get running here, but your wife, when I was trying to get a hold of you, I called her cell phone by accident, just for full transparency here. I want to be authentic. And, you know, she was happy that I was calling, and she said, of course you'd make yourself available to be on the platform. And for that, I'm appreciative. When you were in 2018, and I keep going back to this because you made such an imprint on me, when you were then Mark Robinson, concerned citizen advocate for rights, speaking out on behalf of the majority, I'm sure that she was supportive of you. Did she ever imagine this? And how personally has your life been affected by this tremendous burden that you must be feeling to serve the public in a manner that you are now?
Well, you know, let me deal with the first. Let me deal with the last part first. Number one, this is not a burden. Someone on my staff asked me if I was working hard, if I thought I was working hard, and I told them, you know, working hard is working, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning because you got to be there at six, getting there at six and working until 6:30 and dragging yourself out to the car and not being able to hold the steering wheel on the way home because your hands are so sore. And that is what millions of people across this country do every day. They work hard, they play by the rules, and they just want to be treated fairly. The same kind of person I was back in 2018, the same kind of person I am now. What I'm doing now is not a burden. What I'm doing now is a privilege. To serve the people of North Carolina, to stand up and fight for these folks, I consider it an extreme honor. Nearly 3 million people voted for me. And again, I consider it an absolute privilege. The second part of your question, we never imagined in a million years that this would happen, because I never thought I would ever run for office. From the very beginning of that video, people were telling me to run for office, and I was saying, no, it's not something I'm going to do. But again, God had other plans, and so here we are. We're just following along with what God wants us to do, because I'm going to tell you, I really believe that this country has been touched by God, because he's the one that's given us our rights. And when people stand up to protect the rights that he's given us, he gives them what they need in order to get the job done. And so I believe that we're just following along with what he wants us to do. So, no, we could have never imagined ourselves here, but here we are.
Amen. North Carolina, is that the extent of what you think God's calling is on you? Or do you think Washington, D.C.? Or, I mean, what?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I have no idea.
If we could put a finger
on the coast for as long as it lasts.
If we could put a finger on the plans of God, my goodness, I don't even know if I'd be capable. A God-fearing Christian American, a proud supporter of individual liberties, freedom, and the love of America, right there. The quintessential definition, an inspiration to all of us. Absolutely. Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We look forward to following your story, and thank you for giving me this feeling that I feel. Emotional. And when I get to North Carolina, it's not a threat, it's a promise. I'm giving you a hug, so prepare your security detail for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
More powerful conversation as PC Radio continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness!
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Want to remind you that we do business with another family-owned business called Johnson Jewelers. Now, Johnson Jewelers is here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area of Minneapolis and St. Paul in the state of Minnesota, the Communist People's Republic, of course, governed by Governor Tim Jong Walls. However, something great does come of that, and that is Johnson Jewelers. Now, Johnson Jewelers has been a family-owned business for a very long time, since its inception. What makes Johnson Jewelers different from the corner jewelry store that you are used to doing business with is that Johnson Jewelers specializes in custom pieces, right? So if you have a stone that was left behind by Aunt Betty, or if you have something from, you know, Uncle Tim, maybe it's a crest, a family crest, whatever it is, you can now have that set in any way that you want it to be set. So just do business with Johnson Jewelers by visiting them at johnsonjewelers.com. A custom piece, they guarantee their quality. Make sure to get online right now, johnsonjewelers.com, johnsonjewelers.com. That's johnsonjewelers.com. And remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!